Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
Nobody's been upset today, which is good. But this really, really made my skirt fly up this morning because it brought back a terrible memory of the time I wanted to hurt somebody. Okay, whoa. One of the times.
Whoa.
Remember earlier?
I think you wanted to hurt me just this weekend, so.
No, I don't want to hurt you.
All right.
Not at all. No. What, you want to talk about it?
No, I just was making a little joke there.
One time, remember earlier we were talking about the best compliment you've ever,
yes.
ever had? We were talking about
earlier this morning, we were, yes.
So have you ever got a compliment where you're like,
was that really a compliment?
Yeah, that doesn't sound at all like something nice. Like, I feel like you're trying to be nice, but you're not. And someone who I used to work with right in this studio. So if you've been a longtime fan, maybe you'll figure out who I'm talking about.
Oh, dear. All right, should I stop this?
A long time ago.
Should I stop this right now?
So the person said to me, your hair actually looks good today. Tell me what's wrong with that sentence.
Probably the today part. Actually
today?
Looks good today, because it's implying that it did not.
Right, what's the part?
Actually!
Mm-hmm.
Implying that it usually does not.
Whoa,
look good.
Like it's such a shocker that, and this person was such a pro at backhanded compliments. We all have to stop using the word actually when it comes to compliments and when it comes to credibility. The word that you need to stop using if you want people to believe you is actually. It's that word points directly to deception.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're saying that such and such a thing happened, and you're like, well, actually, this is what really happened.
That's right, and that means you're lying.
I gotcha.
Did you go to the store for milk? Actually, I stopped at a gas station. That is why, and you might not be lying. You might not be lying, but the word says to the listener that you're kind of filling up space with stuff you don't need.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just so I understand the timeline of events here. First and foremost, what we should know is that using the word actually damages our credibility and makes us appear like we're lying. And that somebody that you used to work with a long time ago mm-hmm. used the word actually, you didn't like that person, you're no longer working with them.
Yeah.
So I should probably never use the word actually because then I might become that person you no longer work with and you talk about me 5 years from now.
No.
Or 10.
I've got a variety of reasons to talk about you after you're gone and actually is not one of them.
After I'm gone. Did you hear that? See, this is a temporary, nobody told me this was a temp job when I took it.
The only thing permanent is change, Farwell.
8:43.
Just a little joke. I was just joking.
I'm
you
here
know,
for now.
Just
I mean,
a little joke.
By 8:44, I might not be here
just
anymore.
Just a little joke.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.